Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We are back on the Lynn Heath Freeland Show. It is. It's Monday. You know, Steeler Monday, when the Steelers play Monday Night Football, it always changes the mood, you know. Folks leave work early. I know a lot of folks that, you know, they don't even go to work on these days. And that's what it is today. It's a Steeler Monday. So we've been waiting to see if traffic's going to pick up. I mean, you know. But anyway, I say all that to say we're going to talk a little bit of sports. We're going to talk a little bit of sports in this hour, and then I want to talk about the governor changing his position on the mask mandate. But I want to start off, we've kind of talked about this subject for a while, hoping to get Nubias Wilborn on with us in just a minute or two. He has covered sports, you name it, he's covered it. So we are seeing there is a trend in more and more black college basketball coaches, men's and women's. So when I say things like diversity matters, it does matter. And we need that representation for a variety of reasons. So some people think that diversity only matters because it's a visual. You know, they think it because it looks good. But it means a lot more than just looking good. Diversity matter. Words matter. Inclusion matters. You can't have a team out on the court looking one way, looking one persuasion, and then having no representation in the front office, in the coaching staff. It doesn't work when you do that. It just doesn't work. So when we see the statistics, we've seen more black coaches hired this year than ever before. It makes a difference. It makes a difference. So Nubias Wilborn has been with us on a gazillion different occasions. And he has changed role. Nubias Wilborn is now with AL.com. And he covers all kinds of sports. He joins us now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline to talk about this subject. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, good to hear your voice, Lynn, and good to be talking to people in Pittsburgh, man. I already missed y'all, man.
Let's first tell our listeners you have changed jobs since the last time you were here, which is why you're in a different time zone now, and you almost gave me a heart attack a minute ago. Where are you and what are you doing?
So I'm down in old Auburn, Alabama, covering Auburn football, a little bit of Bama as well, and some SEC. So, you know, still doing a lot of college sports, and I'll also get back in touch with my old friends, the Atlanta Braves. So, you know, back in the South, learning and readjusting to life, man. Also seeing some sunshine down here.
There you go. There you go. Now you want to rub that in. And you know what? If we have time, I want to hit on something with the Atlanta Braves too. But let's talk about this diversity. We have seen more black college coaches hired for both men and women, men's and women's basketball in the last year. What's that all about? What do you think is motivating that?
Well, I mean, I think that the conversations and shout out to Craig Meyer, my former colleague at the Post-Gazette, wrote a really good article that you mentioned earlier just about, hey, the numbers are growing. And that has optimism, but as he also said, there's skepticism because, hey, will a an African-American coach get the same leeway and opportunities that it that is seen that a white coach gets. But also, I mean, with the ever-changing landscape in college sports, it's more about winning than ever. There's less time to get it together because people want to win now because of the money and everything else involved. So, yeah, the landscape of college sports is ever-changing, Lynn.
Now, here's what I'm going to ask you that I'm sure there are people thinking certain things about this. Why does that matter?
I mean, it matters a lot because when you look at the percentage of players, I mean, well, you got 70-80% of players are African-American. I mean, it does matter that an African-American can get an opportunity. Yes, it matters a lot. Yes, I mean, you know, equality and all that stuff, it matters because people deserve opportunities if they're good enough to have the job. It's not nobody who is African-American who wants to be successful, whether it's me or you, Lynn. We don't want anything handed to us. We just want a fair opportunity with the resources and leeway to grow and evolve and actually serve the community. That's all to ask for. Just give us the opportunity to be successful. It matters a lot. Also, it matters because you do want kids to understand that it's okay to look up to an African American.
Right. Now, and here's why I ask that, because I think that sometimes people, when we talk about things like diversity and inclusion, sometimes people see this as just a visual. Like it matters because it looks good, but it goes so much further than that in terms of a coach's interaction with the team and the young women or the young men and the way they see the world as well.
Absolutely. Listen, if we believe sports to be the unifier of race, culture, creed, and cities that we say it is, because these are the things we talk about with sports. These are the things that we talk about when we build these massive stadiums and these athletic facilities and all these wonderful things that allow these athletes to be great and successful. When we talk about that, we always talk about what sports does for the community. Well, what better way for sports to lead the conversation with what the community leaders and people in leadership from different backgrounds, cultures, and creeds and sexualities and all that other stuff, if we are to believe that sports is what we say it is.
Now, here's the other thing. We're talking about college. We're talking about college coaches. But you and I have had this same conversation about professional sports where we are not seeing the same type of inroads, are we?
Oh, absolutely. And it's going to be an ongoing conversation because, you know, the numbers bear out that it's unequal. And it's not a secret. Nobody's hiding it. The numbers are what they are. And you look at some of these coaches, both on the college level and the pro level, that's exactly why Mike Tomlin last week, speaking of that, chatted back to Pittsburgh, that's why he made the comment, hey, listen, you guys aren't asking Andy Reid and anybody else who's won a Super Bowl about coaching college. Why are you asking me? Now, do I think that Tim Benz, who asked that question, I don't think Tim Benz is racist or anything like that by asking it, but I respected Tomlin's retort. Because it is fair. We do this thing where we label black coaches as players' coaches and things of that nature. No. Mike Tomlin isn't a players' coach. The players like him because he puts them in the best situation to win and make money. And same thing in college. Guys like their coaches because they put them in the position to win and hopefully get to the NFL or NBA or wherever it is they're trying to go to get the most out of the college career. And I believe black people have just as much an opportunity of being good coaches as a white person or anybody else. And it does matter.
Now, can you bear with me? I got to take a quick break. We'll come back.
Yeah.
I want to ask you an Atlanta question. I know that's your hometown. We'll continue our conversation with New Bias in just a minute. We are back on a Steeler Monday afternoon. I am Lynn Hayes Freeland. You're listening to the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA Radio. My guest on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is New Bias Wilborn. He joins us once again, only today he's coming from a much warmer climate. He's with AL.com. And Nebias, full disclosure, I didn't even tell you that I was going to bring this up with you. So if this is a place you don't want to go, I will respect that. But I've kind of built a rapport with you, and I feel like we can go most places. I want to talk about Atlanta winning the World Series. You are a native of Atlanta, so tell me what went through your heart when that happened.
I mean, listen, I'll be honest. It's a little tough because I covered the team. And, you know, once you cover a team, you know, the emotional attachment to them kind of has to die. Because, you know, sometimes when you cover them, you write stuff that they don't like, or you say things that they don't like. And sometimes the feedback isn't so nice. But mm-hmm. I still have a lot of people who I have relationships with in the organization. I was able to shoot a couple texts with some people. And I'm sure I'll text a few more guys over the next few weeks. And it was really cool. It's good for Atlanta, good for the hometown. You know, good to see that. I mean, a little concerned about all the people at the parade, considering that we're still in the pandemic. But nonetheless, everybody seemed to have a good time and got to celebrate Atlanta, unfortunately. And I joke about this. One of the reasons why I think I'm a pretty decent journalist is because I grew up in Atlanta, and I had to take the emotion out of watching sports to enjoy it. Otherwise, you know, I'd be a very sad person all the time. Later, that ain't cool. So
now here's why I'm asking you this question, because I've heard a lot of I've heard a lot of feedback lately about the fact that the Braves now play in a different stadium, that it's not really in Atlanta anymore, and that there is a subliminal message in that. And the other thing I've heard questioned is the diversity on the Braves team.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, listen, I mean, it's a fair critique that the lack of diversity, there's also lack of diversity in baseball. I mean, you look at, what, there's around 70 African-American MLB players right now. Now, on the flip side, they have a lot of Latin guys. Yeah, obviously, Ron Acuña wasn't out there, but he's there. You got Johan Camargo. You got Ozzy Albies. I mean, you got a couple of things that are happening there. You know what I'm saying? In that situation that are baseball-related more than they're Braves-related, but also moving the team to Cobb County, it's a little bit far. Now, one of the things is, you could understand it if the Braves would have addressed it as business, because the battery and the land, the area that takes up the ballpark, about 75 acres of land, 13 of it is the ballpark. The rest of it, owned by Liberty Media, is all office buildings and spaces. And that the Braves, or excuse me, Liberty Media ownership group, they rent out. And they make a lot of money doing that. And they got the land for a very friendly deal, which is why they took the deal to go to Cobb County. Now, it hurts the city of Atlanta as far as Atlanta proper, but it does help the folks at Cobb County. It's also tough because there's some complicated things for Cobb County and its relationship with racial tensions and things of that nature. It also was interesting having this World Series with Dusty Baker being the manager. Dusty Baker was an old Brave. He was one of Hank Aaron's teammates. But also Brian Snicker, the manager of the Braves, you know, Hank Aaron gave him his first job. And Cito Gaston was a former teammate of his and was one of his mentors and role models in managing. So both teams, and obviously you had the whole specter of Hank Aaron's death, you know, earlier, you know, this year. Or excuse me, towards the end of last year. And all those things combined. But, yeah, it's complex. The Braves have a very complex relationship with the city of Atlanta, particularly when it left Atlanta, even the parade kind of having split between downtown and Cobb County. Very odd situation, but this is sports. This is what it is, because the money is the money, Lynn. The problem is that when the Braves explained why they were making a move, they put it on being closer to their fan base. Well, if you look at the city of Atlanta, you know who lives in Cobb County and Kennesaw and so forth and beyond, right? And who doesn't? So you move it away from the brothers and sisters on the south side. It would take you an hour to get there from some places in Atlanta.
Right.
I mean, that basically would be the equivalent of darn near driving from Altoona every week to go to a Pirates game.
Wow.
A little hard to do on the week, right?
Oh, Nubias, we're out of time. I hope, and you know, my days are numbered in terms of this regular show, so let me just say while I have you how much I appreciate you bringing your perspective to us, to our listeners on a regular basis. But I so hope that at some point you and I can have a conversation through some media outlet and the focus is not on diversity, because we've put that in our rearview mirror.
Well, they just hire more diverse people, then we'll have to keep talking about it.
There you go. Thank you, my friend. Take good care.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, bye-bye.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.